We live and direct on the morning drill, 6:29:21. Yeah, 6 a.m. in the south, means it's 7 a.m. on the east, and 4 a.m. on the west coast. How y'all doing this morning, huh? Y'all up and going? Yeah, how we got to do. About to get these incense lit up in here. Hope everybody can hear me well. Hope everybody fine. Everybody blessed. Know that you're blessed no matter what you're going through. Know that you're blessed. You got gifts and talents you can give to the world. You can be deaf, dumb, and blind, mute, and still you have something to give, something to offer. You know, people might not understand. People might not want to accept, but you do have something to offer. Nobody's worthless. It's what you do with. So, yeah. Assalamu alaikum. Peace unto you all. That's what Yahushua used to say to him. That's what Jesus used to him. Read your Bibles. Peace be unto you. Say it multiple times when he pull up. You know, gotta understand what language he used. Yeah, we'll just go rolling through today and get into stuff, man. Discuss the economy. Our economy. You know, what's going on with us? So-called black folks. What's going on with us? Health. What's going on with our health? Physically, mental health. With that, we're going to deal with the credit repair. We'll be into that this morning. I'm just getting my together, man, about the urban life. How about y'all? Yeah, you know how it goes. Got to get it ready. Got to urbanize. Got to urbanize, get medicated. Together out here and go into some topics here. You know, got to stay vigilant. Got to stay studying. Learning different things, understanding different things, what's going on. Okay, so we just go ride this morning. Let's see. I know how we start off in the morning. The morning is exclusively for. The morning is exclusively for. Just, getting prepared. Riding, going to work. We're just preparing ourselves for our day, tapping into our source, which is in the self. We're tapping into our source and find the energy we need to proceed. And that's how that go. Okay, let me get your phone. So let me see what document I'm going to pull out here for y'all today. We're going to study what we're going to read. Because yes, I appreciate y'all too. The tap into the show from the pen. Man, I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate, you know, that y'all studying and, you know, pushing and understanding the end of it's light at the end of the tunnel. It's light at the end of the tunnel. It's just understanding the systems, man. Understanding where we into and what's going on. And the biggest thing is change for us. We got to really change, brother. We got to really come home and remember where you was at. Remember that situation, brothers and sisters. And give back. You don't want to see another sister or another brother in the situation there. You want to see them somewhere where they could really learn and grow and give to the world. Let me give back from all that hurt and that pain in them dungeons, them disgrips, them dark places, man. Them places do not have it, but independent, you know, the independent ones in there, but it's a whole bunch of darkness. So that's how that goes. So just relax, roll. You know how long you guys commute, might be commuting on the way to work. You know, go in the deep thought. Don't go too deep in the thought. You can't remember you driving now. Yeah, you know. But yeah, to get into deep thoughts and put your program together. Work it. Work it. That's what this is about. Man, slow and steady. Yeah, it's about steady and slow. You know, you watch the cartoon, hare and the tortoise. When I was young, I'm like, the rabbit, he the shit. You feel me? and forth on them, you know, excuse my language, I have to talk to my audience, you know, and they leave sometime. You know, they run off or they get bored, you know. They want to hear certain things sometime. But, he's been back and forth, jumping up and down instead of just getting to business. The business was the race. He want to play and antagonize, tease, and talk about what he's doing in God and this, this, and that instead of just getting to it. Just getting to it and win a race. So what is this race? Okay, what kind of race is it? You know? See, this is a race of life. So now, what are you putting forth and what are you leaving behind? That's the thing. It's one thing to live oneself. When you understand by living for others, there's people coming behind you. What kind of legacy you gonna leave? What kind of world you gonna leave for them? You had a chance to come here and make things better. You had a chance to come prepare it for them to be into a better situation. What part did you play? What did you leave them? Because most of us were born into nothing on their journey, however long they stayed here, whether it was 10 years, 100 years, 80 years, 50 years. They didn't leave us nada. So we had to come into it struggling. We asked them for air coming out of water. You feel me? That cord cut off. Trying to figure out how to swim. We've been swimming the whole time. The whole time we've been there swimming. We used that cord, holding on to somebody. And now the people we hold on to, when we come out here, we realize they don't know shit. They don't know a damn thing. Not nothing to go, you know, generate nothing. All they know is how to servants and slaves. So now you got to wiggle out of that. Come out of that. Come out of that mind frame. So that's the depth of this. So, So I like to start my show with the sisters. This is the real music right now. Just, you know, I listen to artistry, listen to poetry and stuff. Listen to how people putting down what they're doing. It's amazing the medicinal powers of what's in the earth. And they keep giving us these, they keep manufacturing chemicals for you to put in your body for everything so it could destroy you. So that's how that goes. In the penitentiary, we definitely working and we figured out, got the system figured out. Sure, we've been there, so we're definitely working on behalf of your family and yourselves. And it's just my show. I give out information. I walk and talk with y'all. I just do me a study when I get up in the morning, how I study and read and prepare myself for life. Okay. We read the Country Free Moors Act from South Carolina. Now, we'll revisit that this morning for those that were here yesterday. We'll go through that. Okay, and then we'll go through some crypto information. I'll give y'all some information out of one of my subscriptions. We'll see what they recommend and if you went to stocks and stuff like that. I'll tell you what the podio look like. I got some power picks here to play. We'll do that. what to do when you get a ticket. What do you do? Yeah. So when you get a ticket, 3 days, something you need to do with that ticket. You need to start studying how the law works and how you can send your ticket back in, or you could go down there and get rid of that ticket without having to pay that ticket. You think that you have to pay that ticket, but you shouldn't have to pay that ticket. But again, we've been taught, trained, not educated. Let me get started. Don't give praise to Allah, the Most High. Honor to all the sisters and brothers out here working in the struggle. Okay, yesterday, the state of state records of South Carolina, the Sundry Fee Mortgage Act, that's what it's called. Now, for those that don't know, we stand on that we had a prophet come to these shores by the name of Noble Drew Ali. And these teachings here are uplifting. These teachings are truth. And anyone studies them. And I mean, was that we was not Negroes, black colored, and African Americans and all that, which is something we should have knew itself. Of course, that's what somebody would say. They would say, oh, well, I should know that. But nobody knew that. Nobody was telling you that. So what we following, what we're moving on today, we know is truth because it's big. So that's how deep what we had. We had a prophet born amongst us, a redeemer, avatar. And we didn't even know it. Now everybody's moving and working on that. But this is to show you what he brought was the truth. Okay, this is 1789. State records of South Carolina, Journals of the House of Representatives, 1789 to 1790. Michael E. Steeves, editor. Christine M. Allen, assistant editor, published for the South Carolina Department of Archives and History by the University of South Carolina Press, Columbia, South Carolina. 557, copyright of 1984 by the South of Archives and History, first edition, published in Columbia, South Carolina by the University of South Carolina Press, manufactured in the United States of America. The ISBN is 0-87-249-9448. And that's 20th of January, 1790. Okay. Our committee, Mr. Hugh Rutledge, Mary Pickney, and Mr. Diaz, House Journal, 4th of January, 1790, and the 20th of January, 1790. Okay. A petition was presented to the House from Sundry Moors, subjects of the Emperor of Morocco, and residents in this state, praying that in case that they should commit any fault amenable to be to justice, that they, as subjects to a prince in alliance with the United States of America, may be tried under the same laws as the citizens of this state will be liable to be tried, and not under the Negro Act, which was received and read. The humble petition of Francis, Daniel, Hammond, and Samuel Fremont, in behalf of themselves and their wives, Fatima, Flora, Sarah, and Miranda, humbly showeth that your petitioners, some years past, had the misfortune, while fighting in the defense of their country, to be captured with their wives and made prisoners of war by one of the kings of Africa. The certain Captain Clark had them delivered to him on a promise that they should be redeemed by the Emperor of Moroccan ambassador, then residing in England, in order to have them be to their own country, instead of which he brought them to this state and sold them for slaves, since that period they have by the greatest industry been able to purchase their freedom from respective masters, and now pray at your honor subjects of a prince, now in alliance with these United States, that they are not considered as subject to a law of this state, now in reference to the Negro law, but that they should unfortunately be guilty of any crime or misdemeanor against the laws of the land, that they may have a just trial by a law jury. And your petitioners, as in duty bound, will ever pray, it be ordered that it be referred to a committee. The following judges were readily appointed: Mr. Justice Grimke, General Pickney, and Mr. Edward Rutledge. Mr. Edward Rutledge reported from the committee to whom was referred the petition of the Free Moors, which had in his place, and afterwards delivered it in at the clerk's table, where it was again read for information. Ordered that it be taken into immediate consideration, which being read through was agreed to, and is as follows: this report, that they have considered the same and are of opinion that no law of this can in its construction or operation apply to them, and that persons who were subjects of the Emperor of Morocco and free in this state are triable by the law for the better ordering and governing of Negroes and other slaves. Resolved that this House do agree with the report. That's the Sundry Free Moors Act. That's what they call that out of South Carolina. 1789, 1790. Hmm. Yeah, they said, don't try us under the Negro Act. Hmm. So people want to be black. You want to be black and Negro. That's why they pull your black ass over, pull your Negro, your African American, your Black History Month, give you all that. And you keep at the bottom rail. You keep abusing you, shoot you down the street. Some of the judges is unjust. Yeah, all the stuff. You know, you get all the abuses. When you're stateless, you are stateless, you have nowhere you can voice grievances. You have nowhere you can voice your grievances. So that's how that goes. So now let me go into my Moorish Quran this morning. Give me some truth time out here. Give me some just, yeah. Then just open up and just read. So chapter 1. This is the Moorish Quran. Life and words of Yahushua in Egypt and India. And Yahushua came to Egypt land in Oswell. He tarried upon the coast. He went at once to Zon. He went to Rome, five and 20 years before, had taught his mother in the sacred grove. Excuse me, sacred school. And there was joy when met these. When last the Samaria saw these sacred groves, he was a baby. And now a man had grown strong, with buffeting of every kind, a teacher who had stirred multitudes in many lands. And Yahushua told the good aged teachers all about his life, about his journey in the foreign lands, about the meetings with the masters, and about the times. Elihu and Salome heard his story with delight, and lifted up their eyes to him and said, "Our Father Allah, let now thy servants go in peace, for we've seen the glory of the Lord. And we have talked with him, the messenger of love, and of the covenant of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Through him shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, through him, Emmanuel." And Yahushua stayed in Zon many days, and then he went forth into the city of the sun, that men called Helios, and sought admission to the temple of the sacred brotherhood. The count of the brotherhood convened, and Yahushua stood before the hearers. He answered all questions that were asked with clearness and with power. The hearers exclaimed, "Rabbani of the Rabbinate and his teacher, why come you here? Your wisdom is the wisdom of gods. Why seek for wisdom in the halls of man?" And Yahushua said, "In every way of earth life I would walk. In every hall of learning I would sit. The height that any man has gained, these I would gain. What any man has suffered, I would meet, that I may know the griefs, the disappointments, and sore temptations of my brother man, that I may know just how to succor with those in need. I pray you, brothers, let me go into your dismal crypts. I would pass the hardest of your tests." The master said, "Take then the vow of sacred brotherhood." And Yahushua took the vow of sacred brotherhood. Again the master spoke. He said, "The greatest heights are gained by those who reach the greatest depths, and you shall reach the greatest depths." The guide then led the way, and the fountain Yahushua bathed. And when he had been clothed in proper garb, he stood again before the hearing. Now, that's a deep chapter. I want to go back in there and to really just touch on that. Because when you read your Bibles, you have to understand enough when they was trying to put the edict out here with all the male children, two and younger. So they looking for this one. They know that the promised ones is always coming through us. So that's try to kill the seed before they grow. So they put out this edict. Mary and them had the fruit of life. And three in the Bible to zone Egypt. On in zone Egypt at that time. That's what you don't have. That's what you have never taught. You never been taught when Mary was doing in zone. You never been taught who Mary was other than she was just Jesus' mother. You just think, oh, this is Mary. Why would she have to have him? Yeah, you got to be blessed to bring in something blessed. Yeah, the fruit bears the truth. The bears of what's on the tree. You got to be blessed to bring in that. So what will her? What was she? Why was she blessed? See, people don't teach you that. They teach you who Mary, Joseph. Why were they blessed to have this child? What was so good about them to be the blessed parents of this child? Okay, and that's what people forget. You know, if they got bloodlines, they got a pedigree. You know, that's what we forget. So let me put these glasses on. I'm neglecting them. And I'm trying to read to y'all. Because I want to go back into this and revisit this one here. Okay, so in the zone, okay. So it says, through him, Emmanuel, it says, and we have talked with him, the messenger of love. Okay, there we go. And of the covenant that's on earth and goodwill to men. Through him shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Through him, Emmanuel. Okay. And down here is it exclaimed, Rabbani, Rabbinate, why come you here? Asking him, like, you're the master teacher. Like, would you come in here? Yeah, your wisdom is wisdom of the gods. Why seek for wisdom in the heart of the man? What you doing around us? We can't get nothing from him. See, that's what people be thinking. You feel me? So he said, oh, Yahushua, Jesus said, in every way of life, I would walk. Right? In every hall of learning, I would sit. The height that any man has gained, these I would gain. What any man has suffered, I would meet. Stop. So see, people just got this spookism. What any man has suffered, I would. So you think women weren't chasing him down? Oh, you think they didn't have to blow off the crap, not only from people trying to mob him, but women trying to grab on his garment, grab on his boinger and touch his ass and try to get him into the bed. You think those things didn't cut him? You think them thoughts of a beautiful woman or the lust or temptation come into his mind? It's the same persons. We all persons. You just got to know how to make those lower thoughts of the lower self. You know how to subdue them. Yeah, cast them out. So that's what he was teaching us. And he said, what any man has suffered, I would meet, that I may know the disappointments and sore temptations of my brother man, that I may know just how poor with those in need. How you going to be an example to somebody you don't know? So everybody, who are you following? You following somebody who has been tested and tried. That's why he's the example. He's not able just to just straight come out, straight purity. No, you got to be tested. Test to remain pure. Yeah, you got to cast out them thoughts. It's those actions, because those lead to thought is the cause of the thought. Jesus said, the man thinks so shall he be. So, he has to really know. So, he got to go through it too. And then he says, if I mean, just have to accord with those in need, I got to know how to comfort you. I got to know how to come to you with the right animal. Because I know what you're going through. I know what you're suffering. Because I'm there. Yeah, I might indulge in it because you indulged in it. It was presented to me. Yeah, I seen it too. Right. You had a choice. I had a choice. You made the choice to indulge in it, to go after sin and the lower self, the lower things. I chose to remain high. That's the only difference. That's what he did. He chose to remain high. He go inside himself. Think before you act. Because that is the cause of a cause. Think. You need to hold on. Let me correct your thinking. Then ain't nothing move.
Okay. So the
the best, et cetera. So then after he tell him that, then and I pray you, but let me go on to dismal crypts. I will pass the hardest of your tests. So it says, the master said, take then the vow of secret brotherhood. And Yahweh took the vow of secret brotherhood. Again, the master spoke. He said, the greatest heights are gained by those who have the greatest depths, and you shall reach the greatest depths. So when you're in a place, when you're going through what you're going through, just know that that might be a call. You know, you're going through more for a reason. You keep bumping your head, even going in and out of the penitentiary, in and out of jails and institutions all your life. You just can't get it right. You know what's right. Now you're in the Bible, so what Paul say? You know what's right, but you got to do wrong. You can't do that. That's what you want to do. You just keep doing what you've been doing. And that's what we got to change. Because what? You get the same results. Yeah. Nothing. Yeah, at least. And so we've been working on the brothers and sisters in the penitentiaries. We've been working. We've been trying to get papers and stuff together, getting their affairs together. Let's say papers, getting affairs together, and getting the status, understanding that it is the part of the, you know, the Roman Empire. It's on classism, and there's classes here. It's classism. So, we need to understand that and get ourselves together and start investing in each other. So, that's the thing about this. So, our economy is down now. You know, we're consumers. We have to spend a lot of money. And people don't know. It's nothing out there. We're now in a substanceless society. So, if all you have is the substance of the substance of the society, and I'm speaking on cash, it's just like the crypto stock market. You fluctuating with how things go. You don't understand that. You just think, oh, I got some money. It ain't going nowhere because it's still in your house. But you ain't understanding what's back behind it is nothing. So it's just a matter of they look at all the different ways of paying now. What do they just say? Hey, a dollar is nowhere. You could cash it in for 25% of its value. You got 38 to get it in. After that, all of that shit is bogus, and you get caught it. You get it, whatever. You know, fine, fee, whatever. Yeah, because people, the medium of exchange, people understand nothing back in dollars. So why not have a coin? If somebody want to give it to me as a medium of exchange, then I could go take it to you today. At the grocery store, the car dealership, and you're going to take it. Yeah, what the hell need this other form for? So it's all the same thing. Shit. You know, they could crash out, and you ain't going to get all your worth anyway. And then who you going to? He's probably thinking, you feel me? You don't even know who own all that stuff, who really behind it. And you do. Who can you get to? The faces is corporations. Who be knocking on the door at about your money? You be standing in a line. You haven't studied history. You haven't saw the crashes and where the banks and stuff in the European societies, with the European run economic system. They take everything. Yeah, they leave the people for dead. Yeah, they did the last one. I did it with India a few years back. Yeah, what's up? They had to turn in all their money from the big ones. A certain big ones, a certain value. They had to turn in, and it was value so much, it just crashed their system. It crashed them. Man, it always happens, man. Y'all don't understand what's going on. So, substance. Do you have some gold? Do you have silver? Some physical gold or physical silver somewhere? You can buy coins. Go to the store, buy coins. Go to the grocery stores and stuff. They got some. You know, the customer service will get you $20, $50 worth of coin, whatever. You know, every paycheck is them go take you up coins. Yeah, because the money be no good. That's always got value. So you got copper and silver and, yeah. So you got to think. Because you ain't going to get no stuff no other way. And that stuff might come in handy. You have to melt it down or use it something to be really its value. It would not be value because it's a precious metal. paper, already sitting there, you want to reach down for no $20 bill. Put that spirit in there. Reach down for it. It'll be garbage. So, better understand, better get you something. Better get you something. Look at Monopoly. You can just watch the Monopoly board. If you got to get you the little two, Baltic and Mediterranean around here. The other class, the person who got nothing can't laugh at all because every time they roll the dice, everybody else on board, we got our hands ready. So if you over there in the light blue, the little house that you talking about, they got their hand ready. You over in the orange section and all that, they ready. The red section, everybody ready. Different values. Like, come on, they counting off. They rolled over here. You feel me? What you got to do? So you can't even barter and trade. But me, I got the little two over there, and they got the houses. You feel me? So somebody come around there, I got to get paid. And another thing, if I'm throwing on somebody else's stuff, I can always bargain with them and let them know, hey, it might be cheap to put over there, but you still have to pay every time you come around this board. So we can make it so that when I'm your way, it's good, and you come my way, it's good. And we can work like that board. If you feel going to get where you can get in mind, you could go on the path. So that's how that goes. Now, let's see. Now we got McGirt versus Oklahoma. I wanted to go into that somewhere. Okay, so I pulled the case. It goes in a little bit about what's going on. It says, home to the whole Creek Nation. Whole Creek Nation now located in Oklahoma. The whole Creek Nation is located in what is now Oklahoma. Treaty with Creeks, February 14, 1833. The government, further promised that no state or territory should ever have a right to pay off government of such Indians, but they should be allowed to govern themselves. So you got to think, you the whole Creek Nation, argued May 11, 2022, decided July 9, 2020. To the whole Creek Nation located what is now Oklahoma. Treaty with the Creeks. Okay. Today we're asked whether the land these treaties promised remains an Indian reservation for purposes of federal criminal law. Because Congress has not said otherwise, we hold the government to its word. At one level, the question before us concerns Jimmy McGirt. Years ago, an Oklahoma state court convicted him of three serious sexual offenses. Since then, he has argued in post-conviction proceedings. Let me see. The state lacks jurisdiction to prosecute him because he is an enrolled member of the Seminole Nation of Oklahoma and his crime placed on the Creek Reservation. A new trial for his conduct, he has committed, must take place in federal court. Oklahoma state courts, hearing Mr. McGirt's arguments, rejected them, so he now brings them here. Mr. McGirt's appeal rests on the Federal Major Crimes Act, MCA. The statute provides that within Indian country, any Indian who commits certain enumerated offenses against person or property of another Indian or any other person shall be subject to the same law and penalties as all other persons. See, using person, commit any of the above offenses within the exclusive jurisdiction of the United States. See that person's word. Remember, we studied that. We'll get into that too. Persons. Okay, you taught me to highlight that so I can recall. Let me get that to y'all again. That's from our early studies. Person, understand that means that. Well, y'all think person means human. You do. Okay, any other person committing any other offense within the exclusive jurisdiction of the United States, 18 U.S.C. Section 1153A, by subjecting Indians to federal trials for crimes committed on tribal lands, Congress may have breached its promises to tribes like the Creek that they would be free to govern themselves. But this particular incursion has its limits, applying only to certain enumerated crimes and allowing only the federal government to try the Indians. States generally have no jurisdiction to try Indians for conduct committed in Indian country. They got tried to versus Samuels. The question that McGirt faces concerns that last qualification. Did he commit his crimes in Indian country? A neighboring provision of the MCA defines the term to include, among things, all land within the limits of any Indian reservation under the jurisdiction of the United States government. Notwithstanding the issuance of any patent, and including rights of way running through the reservation. So now think of the land patents, the people, the territories are Indian territories. A lot of these states are in they have in the territories, so they created states in them. But the states are on top of the territory, which is Indian land. Do you get what I'm saying? So in California, Oregon, and let's say Nevada, those three states could be in one territory. It could be a part of one. It is. It's part of one of the nation's land. They on the land grant. They on top of it. You feel me? So they selling and selling on top. Underneath, getting paid for them being on the land, doing whatever they doing, selling parcels and stuff to people. Ooh, but you own underneath it because you got so much of it, you don't trip. But y'all don't know. So that's how that's going there. So the question is the right-of-way, and then the including right-of-way, notwithstanding the issuance of any patent, and including right-of-way running through the reservation. Okay, that's section 1151A. Mr. McGurk, he can satisfy this condition if he committed his crimes on land reserved for the Greeks since the 19th century. The creation has joined Mr. McGurk as an amicus curiae. Not because the tribe is interested in shielding Mr. McGurk from responsibility for his crime. Instead, the Creek Nation participates because Mr. McGurk's personal interests end up implicating the tribe. So they're going to make sure nobody else get caught up on the same bullshit. So they go support them. They might don't fuck with them, but they got to support the law because of the vaccine so it can protect everybody else. No one disputes that Mr. McGurk's crime committed on land described to the Creek Reservation in an 1866 treaty and in fact statute 866. Shit, my great-grandma was born later than that. On the Creek Reservation. Home is in Muskegee, Georgia, on the reservation. Shit. Her birth records. Yeah, prior to that, she's part of that treaty. Federal statute, but in seeking to defend the state court judgment below, Oklahoma put aside whatever procedural defenses it might have and asked us to confirm the land once given to the Creek is no longer a reservation today. At another level, then Mr. Burr's case winds up as a contest between state and tribe. The scope of this is limited. Nothing we might say today could unseal Oklahoma's authority to try non-Indians for crimes against non-Indians on lands and questions. Nothing we might say today could unsettle Oklahoma's authority to try non-Indians for crimes against non-Indians on the lands in question. Right. That's for the non-Indians, right? Then as you see, United States is from a brat me. Still, the stakes are not insignificant. If Mr. Urgent tribe right, the state no right to prosecute Indians for crimes committed in a portion of eastern Oklahoma that includes most of the city of Tulsa. Responsibility to try these matters would fall instead to the federal government and tribe. Recently, the president has become more salient, too. While Oklahoma state courts have rejected any suggestion that the land remain a reservation, the 10th Circuit has reached the opposite conclusion. We grant certiorari to settle the question. Start with what she does. Congress established a reservation for the Creeks. In the treaties, Congress not only solemnly guaranteed the land, but also established the boundary lines, which will secure a country and permanent home for the whole Creek Nation of Indians. The whole Creek Nation of Indians. You got Seminole, you got ones up in there now, Cherokee. Yeah, come now. Choctaw, okay, now, but wake up. The government's promises weren't made gratuitously. The 1813 treaty acknowledged that the United States are desirous that the Creeks should remove to the country west of the Mississippi. See, they got up our fatherland. It sent us to the west side of the Mississippi. We got all that east side stuff. They wanted that. And in search of that goal, they wanted the Creeks to cede all lands in the east. See? Articles 1, 13, 7, that's 366 and 367. Nor were the government's promises meant to be delusory. Congress twice assured the Creeks that the treaty should be obligatory on the contracting parties as soon as the same should be ratified by the United States. 1832 Treaty Article 15, id at 368, c. 1833 Treaty Article 9, set statute 420. Agreement shall be binding and obligatory upon ratification. Both treaties were duly ratified and enacted to the law. Because the tribes' move west was ostensibly voluntary, Congress held another assurance as well. In the statute that precipitated these negotiations, Congress authorized the president to assure the tribe that the United States will ever secure and guarantee to them the country so it changed with them. See?
That's what you got to be aware of.
Indian Removal Act 1830, Section 3, 4, Statute 12. If they prefer it, the bill continued. The United States will cause a patent or rent to be made and executed to them for the same. Provided always, such land shall revert to the United States if the Indians become extinct or abandon the same. It does and wipe you out, huh? Put the blankets on you. Yeah, put the blankets on us again, huh? Yeah, put coal in the air. Oh, don't say that, son. Hey, man, that's some stuff just happened. They didn't make that. Agreeable to all sides, a tribe would not only enjoy the government's solemn treaty promise, it would hold legal title to its land. It was an offer the Creek accepted. In 1833, it would hold title to an 1833 treaty, fixed borders for whether it was to be a permanent home to the whole nation of Indians. 1833 treaty preamble, 7-4-18, it also established that the United States would grant a patent in fee simple to Creek Nation. Any of the land signed said nation by this treaty, Article 3, ed. 419, that came with the caveat that the right thus guaranteed by the United States continue to say the tribe Indians so long as they shall exist as a nation and continue to occupy the country herein assigned to them. Ibid. The promise to pass formally issued in 1852, C. Woodward versus D. Graffenreid. Okay. These early treaties did not refer to the Creek lands reservation, perhaps because that word had not yet acquired such distinctive significance in federal Indian law. We have found similar language in treaties from the same era sufficient to create a reservation. Okay. So I'm not going to go into all the like this on case, but we're going to continue to go into this as the day goes by. I'm going to let you see what they're saying, but it's basically getting that the land set aside for the whole Creek Nation. And when you say the whole Creek Nation, that don't mean just Creek. Okay, Creek has subchapters or divisions. Okay. I told you now. So you got to understand the root of that, what the Creek is. Choctaw, Seminole, that Cherokee in there. And you got the brands in there. You got to know yourself, and that's what this is about. That's what this is about, knowing yourself. Now you got the, let me log into this here. We got the credit repair, too. Let's log into this. Let's see. And let's see what we find. Boom. Let's go up here. Okay, so we go see. Legal empowerment. Let's see. There you go. Group, legal empowerment, group 1. gmail.com. That's what the website is. Legal Empowerment Group. Pull up a site. It's going to say Legal Empowerment Group, LLC. Helping clients achieve goals. We do. You just stroll through there. That's the website. This business here for me and my partner. And she's very skilled in what she do. And we can help you build business. Understand that. Building business credit. Regular credit, repair, credit build, different things that we work on. We also got consultation in that, stocks and some cryptos and different stuff. We have a lot of subscriptions, a lot of information. Life is about information. So, Legal Empowerment Group, Legal Empowerment Group, 101.com. That's official for y'all, okay? Let's see. Let's see, Alpha Consultation LLC.com. Let's see. Okay. This type of construction hasn't been published yet. Check back soon. They still don't have this website up and running back again. LLC.com. Okay, so yeah. So Legal Empowerment Group on 101.com. That's where you go and you can book something there. Yeah, go and you can leave your name, your email. And put that in there. And you put that in there and leave your comment or whatever. And then we'll get back to we'll get with you. We'll hit you with the email and let you know what's going on. All right, so get Legal Empowerment Group. Legal Empowerment Group 101.com. And then email, we got an email at Legal Empowerment Group 101@gmail.com. But you want to go to the site and put your name and email in and then your comments or whatever and then get back to. Okay, so let's see here. So everybody get together. You want to get together. We've been talking about getting together in our families so we can stand acquisition and putting the little tools and fuses in there. That's the biggest thing. It's like you can do all what you want to try to do by yourself, but the most successful I have is you have a team. When you have other people buying into that, you know, for all of y'all. So everybody has ideas, but it's the way, you know, you have youth, you have elders. So like I say, you form trust, you feel me? You have elders, you know, you young youth people, you teach them how to run trust and stuff. You teach them what trusts are about and how to function in commerce. And then you set up these trusts, and like I say, we build and build our own brand. We buy into each other. We put our money into our own selves, our own family. And we build. It's real simple. We build like that. You feel me? So once we do that and we start coming together, then we have community. Community, it starts at home first. It don't start first. So me and myself, I just focus on get back into that, to the business aspect. I was just looking and I had the master plan on creating business credit, and I was looking at it and how far I did with my businesses, and I did everything with my business except just known it. It's just been so much going on that I haven't just been on putting into them the last month because I got so many things inside of my bubble. You feel my package? So many things. I haven't touched all bases. So when I went to look at the master file, okay, I got the master file how to create business. I've been doing my own thing. I read every step. And when I read every step, I done did everything. Everything. When I was creating to the duns, to I done did everything. I did everything, and I know I do everything. But the thing that I missed, because I was, like I said, I had other interests, was just that putting the information into those systems. Could boost it. Keep the money in. Just doing the right things. There's things that you have to do to, you know, for the alerts to go up to make them see you and recognize you and encourage them. You know, forget the things that you own and for your business to move up. Credential needs. Misreporting and stuff going. So they be calling me if I'm done and stuff. I've been sitting back. I'm doing other things. They be calling me from done, but I pay them. Not to see what
make sure, see, you ain't checked into your businesses, and want to make sure you write the system and how to tap in, because I used to do it out the gate. I called you to verify, and then I stopped doing this stuff. And that's where you're supposed to delegate services to other people. You know, some people in most of that, but I haven't made myself into one, and I've just been sitting back doing so much of the thing. Listen, I'm content. I'm not a person that's out there trying to get overnight already rich. My prophet said that. You always more just playing on with. I don't even know what I'm on. Never focusing on making sure that I'm on top of my own earth and people taxing me and taking money out of my pocket. And that's what you're supposed to be focused on. You're supposed to be focused on not trying to get some paper money and keep playing the game. You know, they keep taking land and taxing you. So you just making money and giving it to them. No, I'm trying to tax-free, tax-exempt, non-obligatory. Yeah, tax-free, man. Word up. Shout out to tax-free, man. Boy, I've been on the coast, man. Yeah, tax-free. So that's what this is about. So, yeah. So, we started on peacefully and humbly meditating, getting into the back lit up again. We've been riding this morning. I got other endeavors, other affairs. Remember, I'm gonna finish with this. The word person. In law. We just got to study, y'all. That's it. So if you want to hide, you want to hide something from a nigga, do what? Put it in the book. This is from Black Law. Person. One. A human being. Two. An entity that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Three, the living body of a human being. Read that. Person in law. One, a human being. Now, that's the answer all the Negroes know. The person. And again, they don't know no further than that. You can tell them Walmart is a person. You can tell them that Walmart's a person. Yeah, man, that nigga crazy, man. Talking about Walmart, a person. Person, a human being. Two, an entity such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having rights and duty to a human being. Why does it have rights and duties? Because it could be sued. Yeah, that's an injury claim. It could be sued. Okay. Then you go down, artificial person. What is artificial person? It's right here. Third persons, the definite persons. It says, an entity such as a corporation created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a being. A being, real imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. Hold on, go back. Artificial person. An entity such as a corporation created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being. Be Ted. We can watch Ted and Ted 2, y'all. They talk about you. Being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reason is treated more or less as a human being. Also termed fictitious person, juristic person, moral person, legal entity. Then goes down, there's natural person. A human being as distinguished from an artificial person. This is the key that I'm supposed to give you. This will be our closing key, getting that definition of a natural person. And what's the significance of it? Human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. Gives you the answer right there. You distinguish from an artificial person, but you have to make
that distinguishing remark, basically. You have to put that into play. Because in law, their law, everybody is treated as an artificial person. It's all corporation. So everything is an entity, such as a corporation, created by law and certain legal rights and duties of a human being, right? You have to refute that. You have to say, hey, I'm a natural person. You have to distinguish yourself from the artificial creation, or you will be assumed to be law. And that's the game I want to give you, and that's the game that I want to leave you with. You need to understand that, and you need to, okay? So, like I said, we rolled out today. It's been beautiful with y'all. Everybody keep your heads up. We rolling. We got some different processes going on now with the prisoners. Some people out there, they moving. They're getting people out. You know, they're getting people out, but it's not for everybody. People study. People need to know who they are. Challenge jurisdiction. They don't have jurisdiction. You foreign to them. They European. Y'all got to remember that. This is not Europe, and they're European. So whatever form they got going on is alien to you. It's all injurious to you. If you're in their forms, but in your own form, be protected in your own institution, your own governance, your own, you feel me? That's why your trials are no good. It can't relate to you. That's why you're scared to go to trial. Can't relate to you. There ain't going to be nobody here from your tribe. So that's what we got that man right there. So yeah, I appreciate y'all. Like I said, I'm empowermentgroup11.com. Go there, hit the book. We got all the job for credit repair, credit building, consultation, investing, and different stuff. Different things will point you in another direction and get that credit repair, get stuff off. Yeah, right. You'd be right, 90 days. Yeah, that's cleaned up. So that's like 30 days for each bureau. 30 days for each bureau. You would see it's a significant difference. And all that stuff be cleaned up. And it's just kind of putting the right stuff on there and making sure your stuff is balanced for to the level that you're going to. But all the damage that was done to be cleaned up. So now we're just uphill there. Hi, that's LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. Man, this has been a fun. See y'all again soon. I'm helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity website. It'll be coming up soon for the nonprofit. And y'all just keep y'all heads up. We'll be back again mañana, tomorrow. I thank y'all. Keep supporting and tell your folks to tap in. And I hope so. We got a call in number too, man. 914-5552. We'll start popping that hotline up and for y'all to call in. So tomorrow we start the Wednesday call-ins, 914-255-5502. So y'all be blessed. Get to it, do it. Get out the way. Go where you got to go. Get back home. Go breathe your own air. Work with your family and get it together. And let's get disciplined. Let's stay on truth. We've been on falsehood too long. That's what's keeping us down. Let's really get to it. Let's really accumulate some things and have some things together as a people, as a race, a nation. Y'all, it's been a blessing. Suleiman Bey, the Mujrib, man. Peace, love.